Back at the point, Selk with a drive, and it's blocked down. And the Jacks clear off the glass, and now a rush coming for Matt Gregg down the near side. Gregg holding to the slot. Score! Tyler McNamara in the slot. 1-0 Lumberjacks. Near circle draw, Pollock wins to Tatro. And now near point, it'll be Leitner. He'll hold and continue to hold. Top of the slot, Fitzgerald. Far point, Pollock, as they'll get that power play wound up. Fitzgerald, near side, Leitner drive, score! We've seen it all season. Nick Leitner on the power play on a one-timer from the near circle. In his final high school hockey game, he tallies the opener for Bemidji in the consolation final. 1-0 at 5:41 on the power play. Pollock and Fitzgerald the assists. Manasa hands along the far boards to Baker. Nice little chip along the wall, and he'll go skating after it. Gets there. Cuts, turns, plays across. Pogue scores! What a pass by Baker, and Pogue onto the blade, into the net. 1-0 Lumberjacks. Tap back along, top of the blue line, Stets. Hands ahead, O'Connell looks like he was offside. He shoots, save Fitzgerald, rebound fought away by Hammett at the side of the net. Able to bail out his goaltender who left it spilled to the side a little after fighting off a good save. O'Connell in front to Radcliffe. Oh, Fitzgerald saves on the backhand. As Radcliffe slid across him, Fitzgerald did too and kicked it away. Jacks have done a good job of closing off those lanes, though, when they have tried to play them in.
You got it. They're doing a great job at the top of their own zone, like I said at the end of the first there, Joel.
Faceoff tied up and won by the Jacks. Back at the point, Leitner with a wrister. Save Bagley. Rebound. Score! Jack Johnson. 2-1. Bemidji. Johnson, the garbage man, in front of the net. Got the big rebound from Bagley, and there he was to sweep it around and in. And it's a 2-1 lead. Goal coming at 2:05 of period two.
Faceoff win. Leitner does a good job recognizing that the defender fronts him. So he takes that little shoulder dip, Joel, and just moves off to his right and gets a quick little snapshot towards the net where he gets the rebound. And there's Johnson with enough patience in front to drag it out in front of the net. Wide open, 2-1 lead.
You said it, great patience when he picked the puck up on that rebound just to work it around to the outside of Begley, who is on the ground scrambling, and Johnson slides it into the empty net. 2-1 Lumberjacks, Johnson's 12th of the season. That'll be assist number 17 of the year for Nick Leitner, who had the initial drive. As Olsen flicks it forward, now in behind the Hill Murray net. So now the Pioneers looking to respond again. Rinaldo, he gives it away in his defensive end, but now he'll pick it up and skate forward. Rushing forward toward the blue line, but stabbed away at the blue line by Harchi. Now in the far corner of the defensive end, Lolly behind his own net, hands to the near side for Chase Harchi. Harchi, he'll carry into the slot, now hands off to Lolly at neutral ice, looking forward for McNamara, poked back, but then McNamara flips it with the backhand in behind Begley's net and into the near corner. Trying to turn with it, Peterson, second time of asking, he's able to do so over to Storm, but he plays it right into Pollock. Pollock in front, chance, Lesby score! What a goal by Josh Lesby! With the backhand, he's able to turn and finish at the top of the crease. 3-1 Lumberjacks at 14:12 to go in the second. That goal will be at 2:48, just 30 seconds after the goal from Johnson, and the Jacks have doubled their lead.
Wow, that's just some great forechecking. The Hill Murray Pioneers are going to switch up their goaltenders now. John Inger's going to come in net. And Begley's going to be chased out of there. Not his fault. Bemidji's just on their defense too quick in the corners. Pollock knocks a man off the puck, throws it out quickly. Goaltender, he overreacted a little bit to that. He didn't realize, I think, that Lesby was right out on the doorstep, stops it, backhand between the legs, and just like that, two-goal lead.
Oh, how sweet it is. A backhand between the legs from Josh Lesby, assisted by Alex Pollock and Brady Tatro. For the goal for the Lumberjacks, and they lead it 3-1 as Egger comes in and he will immediately cover up, and it'll be an offensive zone faceoff for the Lumberjacks. So Begley, .924 save percentage this year, just over two goals a game allowed, and he has been chased out of this game. Egger comes in, he's 3-1-1 this year, 1.9 goals against, as Fitzgerald sends one in and Egger gloves it, and the quick wrister there from the senior captain for the Lumberjacks. And a save percentage of .908. So Hill Murray, they've seen enough over there on the sideline. Bill Lechner immediately deciding he's going to switch up goaltenders here early in the second.
Tatro gets an assist, I guess, on that goal as well from Pollock. Lushby gets the third goal of the game.
At the point, Fitzgerald wraps around the boards and then behind the net. Over into the far corner, Kapiski will chase it. He'll body in and try to win it off of Mills. It's stabbed at and taken back and flown forward by Kapiski, but only to the far circle. Now the near circle it comes. Pioneers will play it out to center ice, and down the near side they'll come. Here goes Mills. Into the near corner, though, Fitzgerald banks it off the boards. And now Leitner trying to turn away from the forecheck there of Bramer, and he does. Over to Fitzgerald. And now Johnson carrying forward. Long pass over to the far side, but it was off the skate of Kapiski at center circle. And now other way goes Bramer. Into the slot, right. Reifenberger looking in front, had it kicked away. Back at the top of the slot, given away. And here goes Johnson. Two-on-one break as he's got help coming. Johnson at the near side. The pass in front. Kick save by Egger, and what a save. Cole Archie was on the doorstep and a great chance. Other way now comes Bramer into the offensive zone.
That was a 4-on-1 from the blue line down, Joel.
Huge rush, but there was just enough of a stick there at the near side to make it difficult as Johnson clears off the far glass, and that's going to go just to the side of Egger and for an icing. 12:51 to go in the second. If you're blinking, you're missing goals right now. It's 3-1 Bemidji in front.
A little bit cute from the blue line down there. Bremer tried to get the puck quickly to the middle, too, and then Reifenberger got caught feeding the puck through some traffic, and there's just too much in front of the high slot, and Bemidji was able to counter quickly.
Far circle, face-off won by Hill-Murray. Shot from the point, deflected by Tatro. Pollock stabs it, and now Tatro gets it, and he'll try to go cross-ice for Greg. Got poked at, but it gets there, as Breezy wasn't quite able to clear. Greg hands off Pollock with a drive, and that flies wide and into the far corner. Tatro now, he'll hand it off, and his gets undercut as he did so. In behind the net, Greg kicking it over to Tatro, gets knocked down and tries to hand it off. He'll kick it over looking for Greg as they still get tangled up. Greg now in the far corner, back to the point. Lolly with a drive, and that one is blocked in front, but stabbed out in the slot, and now Hill-Murray can clear. Helgeson carrying out. He'll hand off to Ronaldo. Run into the boards by Harchie, two of the fastest skaters on the ice going up against each other. In behind the net, Lolly picks it up and goes to the far corner, and he will fly it out beyond center, and it will skitter on over into the far corner and go for an icing with exactly 12 minutes to go in the second of a 3-1 hockey game, which, as of yet, despite the physical nature, has had no penalties.